I always look at Miss Burton as the person that saw the future.
The first time I heard about Mary Jane Burton, it was in an article about a man who'd been wrongfully convicted.
She's a saint.
Sort of the angel of the Virginia Innocence Movement.
Mary Jane Burton had scrupulously saved thousands of shreds of evidence from pre-DNA days.
Here was a forensic scientist who saved evidence. Essentially, Mary Jane Burton was responsible for 13 exonerations in Virginia. But as I started talking to people, I realized the story of Mary Jane Burton was something of a mystery.
Mary Jane Burton was a lying piece of shit. How's that for you?
That's lights and sirens. There's a problem.
Yeah, but now they're saying, thank God for Mary Jane Burton.
I'm Tessa Kramer, host of the new series Admissible, a podcast about evidence. Our first season, Shreds of Evidence, is an investigation that has taken me on a journey. From asking my first, most basic questions about Mary Jane Burton to rethinking the very foundations of forensic evidence.
It's evidence tampering, frankly.
This is the worst kind of fraud that we always think exists, and everyone says, no, it doesn't.
There was a cover-up.
I mean, they knew she was doing wrong. They just covered it up.
I think it calls into question the cases that she worked. I mean, all the cases, and she worked a lot of cases, a lot of cases.
This story is so much bigger than one scientist.
It wasn't just Mary Jane Burton.
She's part of this larger system.
This is really the tip of the iceberg.
It may challenge some of your fundamental assumptions about our criminal legal system.
We think about forensics like this thing that can make us feel good about a conviction, make us feel like a conviction is clean. But that's not the case.
I wrote letters, I did all kinds of stuff, and it got to the point where I was like, either I walk away from this or I drive my car into a tree.
To destroy a man's life and you can't sit there and say that you was wrong.
I never could wrap my head around that. Why they would want to be so callous and so cavalier with somebody's evidence.
When they did blood tests and mine come back typo, I should have been released right there on the spot.
This is an abomination. The evidence was right there.
It's like having a ticking time bomb sitting under your desk. If anybody finds out what happened, boom, 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 here it comes.
Listen to Admissible, Shreds of Evidence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.